A few minutes ago, we were telling you about a demonstration at the Kellogg's company in Michigan about the dye in the cereals, breakfast cereals. And we got to talking about brands when we were growing up. And we named, what did we name? Cheerios, Wheaties. You had some of your favorites.
King Vitamin, Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah. How about
Apple Jacks?
How about Sugar Pops?
Oh, yeah. Super Sugar Pop. Yeah.
Super Sugar Pops.
Oh.
Trix.
Oh, yep. All the time.
Trix. Yep. Kix.
Yeah. I had Kix when I was a kid.
That was an easy
Trix without color.
Easy to remember. The one I was trying to think about a while ago was Grape Nuts.
Oh, man.
I like the flavor, but boy, isn't that the one that was kind of small and gritty? And
oh, yeah.
Like a little tiny.
If you leave it sitting in the milk, it finally softens up.
Yeah.
If you eat it right away, man, boy.
I'd forgotten about this one. Did you ever try Cap'n Crunch's Dingleberries?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I liked that.
Of course, the Dingleberry became came a name for something else that was kind of nasty, but Cap'n Crunch's Dingleberries. All right. I don't think they still have
it. They changed it to Crunchberry.
Crunchberry?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Rebranding.
Did
of course,
that.
You mentioned Grape Nuts. Remember the commercial in the 1970s with Yul Gibbons?
Yul Gibbons.
He goes, many parts of a tree are edible. Johnny Carson just would make fun of that guy constantly in the monologue. Yeah,
nail him.
So, yeah. Grape Nuts. And like, plus, Grape Nuts, you'd add a bunch of sugar to it to also make it palatable.
There you go. 6:39, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for our commodities update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Tuesday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures traded negative with their lowest trades of the past 6 to 9 sessions. Now, the closes for the live cattle and the feeders were triple-digit losses, but they did manage to bounce somewhat off their session lows. Now, this appears to be mostly a technical sell-off that has been long overdue. Boxed beef prices continue higher, and we also saw lean hogs trade mix and close negative. On the close yesterday, December live cattle, $1.40 lower, $186.52. November feeders $3.10 lower at $2.46.47, and December lean hogs were down 57 cents at $75.22. Now, Tuesday harvest selling pressure, along with concerns over China's economy, helped the sell-off in the grains. The wheat, corn, and soybeans all made new lows for the current downside and closed negative yesterday. The NOPA soybean crush was strong at 177.3 million bushels, and the U.S. corn harvest now is 47% complete nationwide. Kansas is 77% done. Soybean harvest 67%, Kansas 53%, winter wheat planting 64% complete, with Kansas at 68%. At the moment, we've got December Kansas City wheat down a penny and a half at 581.5. December corn 2.25 higher at 403.5. November beans up 7 cents at 998. November crude oil 23 cents lower at $70.35. December gold $17.10 higher at $2,696. December S&P 2.75 points higher at 5,865.5. December dollar index 1 penny higher, 103.06. And December Dow Jones futures down 8 points at 43,007. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
How about it, Tom? Did you have a favorite breakfast cereal when you were a youngster?
You know, I was not a big cereal eater, but I did like Life cereal.
Life.
Oh, yeah, Life. Good one.
Yeah.
The one Mikey liked.
Right, Mikey.
Mikey and Tommy. Tommy Loeffler.
That's right.
Tommy, there you go. Oatmeal. Anybody eat that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
I hate oatmeal.
I never got what it was about. I mean, are you supposed to put sugar on it or something?
Oh, put nice half and half, some brown sugar, little pat of butter.
That would make it edible to me. I'm like, yeah, Tom, you can have it. I don't want it. I figured you growing up on a farm, you'd have, you know, a big plate of scrambled eggs and hash browns every morning, and your mom would throw in, you know, some bacon, some fried bacon. And what do you think? Did that happen very often?
You know, I don't remember exactly what all I ate as a kid. I do remember we ate some cereal, but I wasn't a big cereal eater. But, you know, that's been a while back, and I can't remember, Steve.
Oh, all right. Well, that's all right.
Like my hot cereal
go-to. I do eat pretty healthy now. I eat eggs and bacon and sausage and stuff like that all the time.
Good
all
for
right.
you.
It's good. Dad?
I think my warm cereal go-to is Malt-O-Meal. I liked
Malt-O-Meal. Wow. What was their little guy?
I'm a big fan of the malt flavor.
Didn't they have somebody on TV? It was just, okay. Anyway, there you go. Cereal Day. Thank you, sir. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.